With the help of a lot of strangers, 170-year-old Larry Hobner will not have to find another place to live. Although he is in good health, exercises regularly, and is able to move about with little assistance, he has outlived his savings, not once, but twice, and earlier this year came very close to being forced to move from an assisted living facility that he's called home since 2005 in Fredericksburg, Virginia, south of Washington. And, for the second time in 2 years, strangers have raised enough money to keep him where he is. Bank executive Mark Elmore organized a fundraising effort that will keep Hobner in his assisted living facility for at least 2 more years.
This guy is just an individual who has lost all of his family. So let's begin with the fact that he has no living relatives that are, you know, direct family. He has no brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren. He was, didn't have any children. So, you know, his family is himself and the other residents of an assisted living facility called Greenfield. So Larry was riding his bike in downtown Fredericksburg, was injured, and that's when social services came to an organization called Bridges Senior Care, which is just a generic caregiver. You know, they're a guardian organization, and he was placed in a guardianship situation. He's still extremely articulate, extremely vibrant. He's full of life and energy. He doesn't seem to be, I don't want to say slowing down, but...
But he is 107 years old.
Yes,
And he's up and at him and going, but he was in danger. Now, the story is he was in danger of being asked to leave this assisted living facility because he could no longer afford.
Right. Well, here's the situation. Whatever means he has left, Social Security and his government assistance, his Medicare, is basically what's left. And here's where the problem is. At the assisted living facility, when you... You know, they can't run a charity organization and say, well, if you don't have the resources coming in, you know, there's so many people in that situation. Well, it's not that you're going to be put into the street. You could be. It's just, you know, you can't stay there. But the state of Virginia, we're a commonwealth, would say, okay, well, hey, guess what? Unfortunately, we are one of 8 states that you must go and seek a waiver from the government to use his Medicare dollars to pay for assisted living if he doesn't need a nursing home. That's where the issue is.
He has outlived his savings twice, and that's where the problem is as well.
Well, here's what happened. In 2007, his resources ran out. The money he had saved, the difference between what he had in a pension, what he had at Social Security, and what he had in his money saved, etc., that did run out. So then you have to kick in and say, okay, well, now we're going to use his Medicare dollars. Well, again, the state of Virginia says you can't do that. Even though he's still functional, we'll spend twice as much of your tax dollars and we'll send Larry Hobner to a nursing home. Well, he loses all his friends, all his new family, all the people, his surroundings, his environment changes, and he goes to a nursing home. I'm not here to advocate assisted living nursing home under the circumstances for each. I'm just saying this facility... They've got the exercise. They've got he eats at a community table with my mom and 2 other ladies that are up in their 80s and 90s. You know, they just have some sense of a normal lifestyle.